Real Ghost Stories Online.
You can't complain about fire if you're the one that's constantly lighting it. You can't talk about dark things coming into you, things that are tormenting yourself, your family, your friends, whatever it may be, that are of supernatural nature, if you're continually inviting them in. You may be the one that's standing there with the fire hose or the extinguisher, and you're putting it out every time. And you may have a lot of success with putting out those fires. What happens when the water runs out? What happens when that extinguisher no longer has any pressure in it? Or that fire is just too damn big that no hose and no fire extinguisher is going to put that fire out? At that point, you can look back and say, well, maybe I should have known better. Yeah. Our next story is about someone who likes to play with Ouija boards, has a lot of fairly dark experiences with them, and just keeps walking that fine line of, well, I'm getting it to go away. I'm getting a new one. Getting it to go away. Getting a new one. How far will it go, though? How many times can you keep putting out the same fires before you realize this is really quite dangerous? Take a listen. I guess I should start from the beginning. Since the age of 2, I've always experienced ghosts, spirits, and so on. The first experience I can remember clearly and precisely was at the age of 6 while sitting outside on the swing set in my backyard. I remember having a conversation with my deceased great-great-grandfather on my mother's side. I've always had conversations with him, and it freaked my mother out because when he died, I was 1 and did not know his name or really who he was. They never talked about him around me, but suddenly I knew he was, and he was constantly talking to me. He appeared to me and got so terrified, I ran into the house. And since then, I've not seen anything, but I'm sure I have heard and I felt him. My grandmother's house, known for being haunted since my mother and aunts and uncle were children, has constantly spooked me. Incidents had happened, to name a few. The attic door and the ceiling and ladder have been opened and pulled down. My uncle's old toy cars would be set up in the attic like someone was playing with them. Things would go missing and be found in drawers everywhere around the house, footsteps down the hall, etc. When I would have a sleepover, I'd always feel something sit on the bed and lay down next to me. One time, throw pillows on a chair were picked up and tossed across the room. Eventually, not because of the house, my grandparents moved, and nothing happened for a while, and I sort of just forgot about the whole thing until my silly teenage self randomly came across a Ouija board that belonged to my aunt. My brother and I, me being about 15 at the time, being curious, decided to try it out, only thinking we asked the questions, and when we're done, say goodbye. There was one point where we did not have our hands on the planchette as it was spelling out the answers. Scared to death, we ended the game and I put it in my closet. For a few days, the closet stayed freezing cold. The light in the closet would continually turn on and off. Being the petrified chicken I am, I explained everything to my mom, and her being a believer herself decided we should get rid of it, but mentioned during that time that we should burn it because throwing it away would only make it return. Myth or not, we weren't completely sure, but when I tell you we completely soaked the board in lighter fluid and it did not burn, the fire simply gathered on the top of the board and just burned like it was waiting for us to roast marshmallows or something. It didn't even turn black from burning. We broke it into pieces and threw it away. And afterwards, we did not have any problems. That was incident 1. And as if I had not learned my lesson, then my stubborn, curious self brings us to incident number 2. A friend of mine and I, at this time, I was about 19, decided to purchase a newer Ouija at our local Toys R Us. And again, try my fabulous luck. Nothing extremely frightening happened, and again, I stored the board in my closet. For 2 weeks, every time I was in my room, I felt sad and depressed. When I would leave, I felt normal, weird, or coincidence maybe, but I cannot remember how I got rid of the second board. But I did, and everything was fine afterward. Now, to begin with, incident three is the third time the charm. Who knows? I'm now 23, and weeks ago, for some unknown reason, I began researching any and everything about Ouija boards, from stories to rules and tips to the origin of the history, anything you can think of about being the genius I am. Ha ha. I purchased a vintage 1960s Ouija board. I was waiting impatiently for it to arrive, and out of a dead sleep, I kid you not, in pajamas, and all I felt, it was here. I jumped out of bed at 3:45 in the afternoon after a long night out with friends, ran to the back door where the box was sitting. Eagerly, I took it in, and with my 16-year-old brother watching, I opened the box, which was accompanied by a gust of cold air, which did not scare me, but only excited me. That night, we brought the board back to my friend Kelly's apartment, accompanied by my mom and younger brother, to try our first experiment, this time completely prepared and ready. Once in the door with our white candles and my mom's secret stash of holy water hidden in her purse, we set everything up. We turned off all TVs and phones, turned out the lights, lit the candles, said the protection prayer, and began. First, it started off with me and my mom asking if there were any spirits present that would like to speak to us. After about 20 minutes, the indicator began to jerk extremely slow to yes before going off the board. After everything I read, I was warned that if it did go off the board, to end the session immediately and wait a while before beginning again, because this was a way for spirits to come from the board into your space. The second session was with Kelly and me. We asked the same question as before, and nothing happened after waiting 30 minutes. We ended, waited a while, and tried again with my brother and me. This time we blindfolded ourselves. We felt it was easier to keep our minds clear if we were not looking at anything, and this way we could not see numbers or letters, so it seemed the answers would be more legit rather than our subconscious answering for us. My mom volunteered to write down what was said and to keep us aware of what we could not see. So we asked, are there any spirits who would like to chat? With more speed, it went to yes. We then asked it if it was male, and it said yes. We asked the name, and it spelled, I won't repeat it here on the show. Thinking it was initialed, we asked, are those your initials? And while it transitioned to yes, the indicator stopped and a tingle went through my fingers. I took my hands off the planchette and so did my brother. Our fingers were hovering over it and we were about to place them back when my mother said, stop, the board is spinning. I replied, what do you mean the board's spinning? And she answered, the entire board is spinning in circles. Freaked out, my brother took off his blindfold to watch, and I still had mine on. When it stopped, we put our hands back on the indicator, and it went straight for the end of the board before my mother pressed hard against it, and we ended the session for the time being. So the closing prayer, blew out the candles, and left to go home. I do not live with my mom. I live with my grandparents, and my brother was staying over for the weekend, and my grandpa, being against Ouija boards, did not let us play there. With me still not completely satisfied with our sessions, I decided to secretly set up in the spare room and try with just me and Tyler, my brother, see what we get. This time, the planchette moved rather quickly. Are there spirits here who would like to try and talk? Yes. Are you male? Yes. What's your name? And it spelled out the same thing again. Are these your initials? The answer was yes. I then asked what the first full name was, and it spelled out Vincent. I asked if we knew him, and it answered yes. I then asked, what year were you born? And it said 1937. I must confess that I was thinking of the name Vincent in 1937 before and after asking the questions. After this, the candles began flickering a lot more than usual, which freaked out my brother, and he began to get a bad feeling. But I did not. I did not want to stop. But I figured he was only scared because it was dim in the room, so he turned on the light. We tried to continue with the lights on, but nothing happened. We closed the session, said the prayer, and put the board again into the closet, but this time it was not my closet. It was a closet in the spare room. That night, my brother slept with me, and nothing out of the ordinary happened. Still not convinced, I was beginning to think everything was a coincidence, and I wasted money again on a Ouija until last night. I was lying in bed watching TV when a shadow was on my wall. It startled me at first, and then quickly I thought it is something in the room making the shadow from the TV or clock. I waved my arm in front of the clock, and I saw my arm move on the wall and breathed a sigh of relief. I lay back down and started watching TV until I heard what sounded like someone in slippers dragging their feet down the hall. I'm a person who must always sleep with the closet door closed and the bedroom door for fear of seeing anything I do not want to give my infamous pass to. So I wait for the door to open, thinking it is one of my grandparents coming up to talk to me, and no one ever comes. So I go to the door, open it, see if they're upstairs, and no one's there. I close the door and heard it again. I open the door quickly, turn on the hall light, and nothing. I close the door, turn on my light, turn down the TV, and wait to see if I hear it again, and I do not, but I do feel my hair being messed with. I ran my hand back down the side of my head, and again my hair comes to the side like someone is playing with it, like they grabbed it from the back and swiped into my side to rest on my shoulder. Not the fan is not on. I was scared, but not really. It's hard to explain. After that, I got up, grabbed my rosary, prayed, sprinkled holy water on the rosary around my room, turned off the lights, keeping the TV on, of course, and tried to sleep. I'm tired, because of course I barely got any sleep, but I will not get rid of the board because I feel it is a way to open myself up and not feel anything bad is around. And I do not intend on using the board alone or in a bad or disrespectful way, so my conclusions are to get over my fear and to continue to have sessions to see where it goes. I feel emotionally ready to deal with the experiences I've had my entire life. Crazy maybe, but I'm too intrigued with the things I've experienced in the past and the things that I've learned to stop investigating the spirit world. So as time goes on, I'll be sure to keep everyone updated on my findings and experiences.
Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.